Praise God and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day, and we give God all the praise and glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from the book of Psalms, chapter 20 and verse 6. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. It's a powerful, powerful scripture. It says in fifth verse ahead of it, it says, we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Verse 1 ahead of it, it says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, it is the anointing of God that sustains us, that grants us success, that grants us an upliftment. It is the anointing of God that destroys the yoke. It is the anointing of God that teaches us of all things. It is the anointing of God that gives us favor in the sight of man and God. And it is the anointing, the Bible says, the Lord saveth his anointed, that preserves us, saves us. He will hear him from his holy heaven. He hears us. And the Bible says, with the saving strength of his right hand. Isn't that amazing? The right, righteous hand of God is mighty. And when it is lifted up to help you, to lift you up, no power of Satan and no power of man can ever deter you or detour you, because God is faithful. He never fails. Hallelujah. Today I pray that you will be anointed with fresh oil from on high. Today the fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit will be your portion, because it is the anointing of God that sets the captives free. And mind you, that anointing is not only to bless you, but anointing is something that is poured upon you. It is the very Shekinah glory of God that is poured upon you, that his anointing will flow through you. That is why Jesus said, he who believes in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And that rivers that flows, it brings life, it brings health and strength, it brings deliverance, it sets the captives free, it heals the sick, and it does good to all mankind. So I would encourage you this morning that seek after God in prayer, seek after God's anointing in prayer. It's not that you can do mighty miracles. It's not that you can heal many sick, but it's that you'll become a conduit of blessing for the nations around you. That's what God is asking and God is looking for in the name of Jesus. That's what God desires. And that's what I encourage you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All right, let's pray. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I want to say thank you. I give you the praise and give you the glory and the honor. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that your name will be lifted high. You will be exalted. You will receive the preeminence. We thank you that, Lord, when you saved us by the power of your blood, you did not leave us alone, but you also gave us the unction of the Holy Spirit. You provided us the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You did not leave us orphaned, but you gave us the support. You gave us the encouragement. You gave us the help. You gave us the counsel. You gave us the comfort in the Holy Spirit. You gave us a guide and a teacher in the Holy Spirit. And we want to say thank you for your Holy Spirit who lives in us and within us. I pray, Abba, Father God, that, Lord, you will lead us and guide us. You will bless us. You will uphold us with your right righteous hand. You will keep us from any and every appearance of evil. You will bless us, O Father God. And I pray that, Lord, your anointing will be poured forth upon your people in the name of Jesus. That your people will be a conduit of blessing of Jehovah to the nations around them. And many will be saved and healed and delivered and added into your kingdom. I pray, Lord, for your flock as they step out to their jobs, to their businesses. O Lord God Almighty, in running the errands for the day, I pray your blessings will be their portion. I pray that you will enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst, keep them from the evil one. I also pray for the ones who are grappling with their health. I speak health and strength and vigor and vitality. I speak, O Lord, life into their bodies. I speak, O Lord God Almighty, the healing virtue of Christ to flow in them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that they will, O Lord God Almighty, enjoy robust health and strength in their frames. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone, O Father. We honor you, we appreciate you, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day. And God be with you. Bye for now.